You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios, at least one of us, in the Seaport District in New York City, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Where the hell are you?
It's called Han Solo for a reason.
Apparently.
Solo Mijo. I don't know, man. Like, listen, I was there, and, you know, I forgot that you was coming in, and then so I left and came home because I thought we were doing it from home.
Forgot I was coming in to do the show?
Yeah, I thought you were still on location, man.
I'm not on location at all.
I thought you said
you know what?
We got somebody. We got somebody.
At least somebody is showing up.
I thought you was in New Hampshire.
Hang on a second. At least somebody's showing up. Let him plug in and understand that at least, see, I got a teammate that's actually here for me today.
Who's there for you?
You know who it is.
It's the
you
birthday
know who
boy.
It is.
Okay.
You know who it is. First of all, you had like, I don't ever come in here when I'm down at the Seaport. It is standard operating procedure for me to be in the Barton Hahn studio anytime I come to the Seaport. Now, this morning, I wasn't on Get Up With You. I was filling in for Greeny on his radio show. But, of course, I was watching Get Up, Bart Scott. And you know I got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
You know what it is.
Let's
pick
get to it.
Pick it up, Barney Rubble.
You know what you said, bruh. You know what you said. So I'm going to give you a chance to recount it. Although I agree with you that Jalen Hurts has surpassed Dak Prescott in terms of being a better quarterback.
Let's just stop it there.
No. We can't stop it there because you didn't stop it there. If you would have stopped it there, it would have been all good, but you kept going. You know how Bart Scott gets on a roll, and sometimes he gets to a line stepper, and he stepped over that line again today.
All right, what is the line that he stepped over?
Go ahead and tell him, Bart. Do you want to tell your teammate that, well, so you go ahead and tell him.
Well, this is a popular – I'm not going to doga you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and you're going to hear from me, Alan. I said it, two tears in a bucket.
I said
that Dak Prescott is in the top 10 quarterback.
Your mic might have cut out there. I don't know.
I said Dak Prescott's not a top 10 quarterback.
He said that? You said not. So Dak Prescott is not a top 10 quarterback. Did you say that on national television?
Yeah, I said Jalen Hurts passed him, and Dak's not even a top 10 quarterback.
Give him the gas face.
Oh! You gonna give me the gas face, son?
Yeah,
you
get the gas face. Because here's what I want.
I can make a case.
Make the case right now. Tell me the 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that are better than Dak Prescott.
Okay, first of all, we got a couple guys that are mainstays that are down this year. I didn't know Tom Brady was going to get divorced. But we know, in all honesty, he's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. But this is this year. So I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to lose Tom Brady. And it hurts me. But he may be better than Aaron Rodgers this year, okay? I said it. Okay, so let's go with some other people that I can say that he's not better than. He's not better than Josh Allen.
Okay.
He's not better than Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
If we're going by it, right? He's not better than Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
He's not better than Action Jackson.
Okay.
He's not better than Joe Burrow.
Okay.
He's not better than Kirk Cousins.
Nah.
During the day or at night?
Wait a minute now.
I mean, check it out now. Check it out.
Kirk Cousins is 18th in QBR, bro. Now, I believe that numbers ain't everything, but I ain't finna sit here and try to make the argument that Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, bro.
Okay.
That's where your argument is.
Okay. If we doing that, we going about what we saying, because Mr. Dak Prescott only played 3 games. Justin Fields better than him. Bam. Yeah, I said it.
You know what? We
You probably, I'm not finished, though.
You can't name 10. But Bart,
you took
a hard left right there.
Okay, okay.
Do you guys, now, are you guys old enough to remember the Gong Show?
The gong? Please, Gong.
Are you remember the Gong Show?
I remember the Gong Show.
How the Gong Show used to work was that somebody would perform, and when that performance sucked, somebody would grab the hammer and go,
you get gonged. You got gonged on your own damn show,
and then you had to get off the stage.
You got gonged on your own damn show.
So you're with me with my top five so far, right?
I'm not with you at all on this tape,
okay,
bro.
You stop.
You're wrong.
No, when you stop, when you add Kirk Cousins.
Okay. I'll skip Kirk Cousins. Right. Josh Allen won.
We don't have to go back through the top five. I gave you those.
Okay. I didn't even say Patrick Mahomeboy yet.
All right, congratulations. That's six.
Did I say Geno Smith?
Seven.
Oh, my.
Fine, I'll give you Geno seven.
You're going Geno, too?
I'm just giving it to
you. We're at seven
now. Geno might be the MVP.
I just gave you Geno, Bart. Go ahead.
He's giving you that. That's seven.
That's seven? Mm-hmm. All right, Kyler Murray.
What?
Wow.
Have you seen this season? Nah, dog.
Jimmy G.
He's going Jimmy.
Nah, dog. I can't give you Jimmy G.
Okay. Tell me this. Who you taking in the matchup?
You taking Jimmy G over Dak Prescott? No, bro.
Hit me in my winky.
This year,
man, Kyle Shanahan ain't taking Jimmy G over Dak Prescott.
No. Okay, listen. I might have overstepped.
You did overstep.
So, listen,
it took us 5 minutes to do this exercise.
Right. You know what he did?
The point where he admitted
he did what Kyrie Irving couldn't do.
So what
realize
you
I'm so, wrong
so hold on,
and
hold on.
Just
oh,
say
oh,
I'm
oh,
wrong.
Hold up. Justin Herbert. Hold up. I ain't never taken him before I take Herbert.
Okay.
Nah, no way.
That's eight.
So what you got him at, ninth? So how am I overstepping? Is that too big of an overstep? So if that's eight.
Oh, that's power ranking?
Okay, Bart, but that's top 10 last. I checked.
Okay, I mean that's.
And
that's,
I gave you. There were a couple in there that I gave you. I gave you Tom Brady. I gave you Geno Smith.
I gave you those guys. If you gave me Tom Brady, then he's number 10.
No, I gave you Tom Brady.
Okay,
but
so
you
that's,
said Tom
you
at
included,
the top.
You included Tom Brady at
so
the
that's
top.
Nine. So that's nine.
No.
Whoa, Mr. Kibble. Sorry,
now Bart is doing that Jerry Jones math. 1 + 1 = 3. I don't know. I gave you Tom Brady.
Okay. No. So listen. So Josh Allen won. Tua Tagovailoa 2. We got Jalen Hurts 3. Lamar Jackson 4. Burrow 5. I ain't even throwing Watson there. You know what I'm saying?
Watson ain't playing.
I'm just saying. Okay, if you start your team right now.
He ain't playing.
No, if you start your team right
man,
now.
You keep moving this goalpost, man. It's going to be out
today,
the stadium.
Today. It's out there
this
with Tennessee.
Right. It's going in the river, these goalposts. These goalposts are going in the river right now. All right, hang on. Because we got to get. Now, the Candy's in on this. I'm in on this. Bart is fighting back. He's flailing. He's punching the air.
You got to give me Deshaun Watson.
I can't give you Deshaun Watson right when he has it. You just said about this season, because I'm not giving you Geno if it's just about this season. If it's about just this season, you get Geno. But if it's just overall, hell no. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn. Chris Kenny joining us as well. And be part of Bart and Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one. Fans,
I'm at 10
deserve.
Without.
I'm sorry for blowing up your rundown, Alex.
Just
blow up the rundown.
Not at all, because we were going to get to this eventually.
Bart, listen to your own words. You can't win.
I mean, you just like, you can
I'm
try.
At 10, no, I'm at 10 without it. If you give me Tom Brady, I'm at 10 without
I need,
it.
I need callers to be part of this combo. Are you on Bart's side or are you against Bart? Is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback? He's making the case that he is not.
Six.
I don't know how we can make that case this year.
Seven.
Let alone
eight,
overall.
Nine, ten. I'm at 10. You give me Tom Brady. I'm at 10, buddy. I'm at 10.
I need the 10 again because we might have to rethink
Josh
some of the.
Josh Allen, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson,
are we sure
Joe
about
Burrow.
Are we sure about 2?
Keep going, Bart.
Have you seen what he did?
Bart, start the list over again, Bart. Start it over.
Okay. Josh Allen.
Okay.
Tua Tagovailoa.
All right.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
All right.
Joe Burrow.
All right.
You won't give me Kirk Cousins.
Keep going. Keep going.
You can't tell me he a better quarterback than
Kirk Cousins.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not giving you Kirk Cousins.
Okay. What about Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
Okay. So Aaron Rodgers, right?
Right.
You don't want to get. You want to give me Tom Brady? You don't.
Yeah,
want
you
to
got. You got Brady.
I'll say Tom Brady. Okay.
All right.
We got Justin Herbert.
Okay.
We got Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
And we got. You called me, but I ain't answer though.
Geno.
Yes. That's okay. 10.
All right. That's the 10.
Now. Let's just reset this thing because people need to understand where this started. It started on GetUp, and this involves Bart and even Mike Greenberg also just gasping at this
he's
idea.
He's become Cowboys. He become a little Cowboy. He got his spurs on. He thinks he's Woody let's from just let all, Toy Story.
Let's let the listeners know where this came from and why it inspired Chris Canty to storm into the studio and just jump into this conversation.
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Jalen Hurts has passed him.
Oh, get out of here. At this moment, you're ready to say
Jalen Hurts is a better runner, and he's more accurate right now, and he has better weapons on the outside. Jalen Hurts has passed Dak Prescott
and he's
as
healthier.
Far as the ranking as the quarterback.
No injuries.
Dak is going to come back from the thumb or whatever. You're prepared to say it right now,
Jalen
nine
Hurts
games into a season, that at this point, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Yes.
We're comfortable saying that.
I'm comfortable saying that.
Look,
the numbers show. The numbers don't lie.
Making it seem like Dak like a scrub or something.
No.
He's not top 10.
He's not top 10.
No.
Dak Prescott is not one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
No, he isn't.
The guy who earned his contract in Dallas and who led the league in scoring last year.
I don't care about the money. He's not top 10. Okay.
Again, we got to figure out what the parameters of this debate. Because
if it's just this year,
the question began with...
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league? It wasn't about this year.
Yeah.
It was in league.
Oh, so we...
And your answer was...
Oh, it get way worse. He get like 15 if it ain't about this year. Because you can't tell me Deshaun Watson ain't that dude. He is him. Let's not act like we crazy.
If you
want to put Deshaun on that, I take off players then.
But he was still him.
But I'm taking off players because how do you possibly...
Gino can't be on that. And Tua can't be on that.
No, and Tua can't be on it either.
Okay.
If you are starting a team and drafting a quarterback first, and you have the 10th pick in the draft.
Yep.
You're saying you have the 11th pick in the draft. You're saying Dak will be available for you with the 11th pick in the draft. You're out of your mind.
No. What do you mean? I'm not out of my mind. He will be there. Because let me tell you something else. Before you get to the end of this year, when we start looking at that boy Justin Fields, he's everything. Listen, I put all these guys as like 6 feet,
not what
little,
I asked.
Little chubby, athletic.
Hey, Bart, you said at the end of the year. We talking about today, bruh. So you're saying today.
Make up your mind. Allen said we starting a team.
No, we starting a team today. Yeah, not at the end of the year. We starting
right,
a
right
team
now,
today.
Right now. This day. That's what the conversation was this morning. And as I'm saying, if we are drafting and the first round is only quarterbacks, you're telling me if you had the 11th pick in the draft, Dak would be on the board. You'd be able to take him if you wanted to. That's what you're telling me. No one else would take him in the top 10.
So you're saying somebody would draft...
If Stafford wasn't hurt...
Well, Bart, that's if, man. I mean, it's if, all right?
So which one is it?
No, I'm asking you the question. You're saying you would draft Geno Smith over Dak Prescott.
If I'm watching this year, yeah.
Hmm.
No, it's just about this year.
If it's about last year, then I'm taking Russell Wilson because we know Russell Wilson stunk until this year. Before this year started, you thought that Dak Prescott was a better quarterback than Russell Wilson.
Before this year, Dak Prescott was a top 10 quarterback.
Oh,
let me say this. According to the survey that Jeremy Fowler did with all of the NFL executives, Dak Prescott was a top 10 quarterback.
Drunk.
That's how he was viewed in NFL circles by people that get paid to do this for a living, Bart.
And a lot of those dudes that get paid get fired shortly after. I'm telling you, he is not... If you go into the AFC North before this season started, you're going to say Lamar Jackson. You're going to say Joe Burrow. You're going to say Deshaun Watson. That's three just within that division. You're going to say Josh Allen. You're going to say you wouldn't have said Jalen Hurts, but you would have said Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. You would have said Matthew Stafford. You would have definitely said that. You would have said Derek Carr before this season
started. No, I would have never said Derek Carr. Bart, you're arguing at me. I'm not talking about my list. I'm just talking about the list that Jeremy Fowler put out preseason.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is Jeremy Fowler had him as a top 10 quarterback. They had him. Hold up. So some executives thought before this season started, after what Derek Carr has done his entire career in a dysfunctional place, they had him before him. Nah, come on, man. They didn't have him before anybody in the AFC West. They haven't before. Russell Wilson before the season started. People were picking Denver Broncos to win the champion, the Super Bowl. They got Kansas City. They damn sure didn't have him in front of Herbert. And they damn sure didn't have him in front of Carr. That's four just within that division. If you go to the AFC North, that's three within that division that you know you're not picking them before. Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, and Action Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's seven right there. Now, if I go to the North, you know you ain't picking them before A.A. Ron. Now, mm-hmm. if I go to the South, you know you ain't picking them before Tom Brady. Come on, man. You know you ain't picking them before
Josh Allen. That's nine.
And you know you ain't picking them before Josh Allen. Come on, son. Okay. Let's keep it real.
That's before
they
the season.
Smoking.
That's before,
they
that's
on be- that Hashita.
That's before the season.
Okay, but during the season, who knew, man, that Geno was going to be Rich Gannon? Who knew he was going to wake up one day and remember how to play football and think he's back at the University of Virginia? And we thought that Pete Carroll was going to be chewing gum and saying, all my guy needed was a damn wristband. He got the wristband here and turned the lights on, and now he's about to shut the Giants out.
Wow.
When did he turn into Michael Irvin all of a sudden?
I love it, though. He just went right into Michael Irvin. He dug in and he defended his position. He made a very cogent point, and I think he has a solid argument, or at least more solid than I thought.
But you disagree.
Upon first blush with his commentary this morning, I still disagree.
I still think he's wrong,
yeah. but it was a solid argument.
I would love to see Fowler's top 10 that he got from the executives in July, but I can't because I suddenly don't have access to ESPN Plus.
Well, I can tell you why I disagree.
I'm trying to log in and it won't let me.
The list that Fowler had, he didn't have Lamar Jackson in the top 10.
But he had
Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson in the top 10.
Right. All right. So that was a big part of the argument. You know what? All right. So Chris has had his
say. Can we tell Chris happy birthday? Happy 40th birthday.
Well, I wasn't gonna put the age out there. Right. I mean that.
Right, he did that on purpose because he knows I'm sensitive toward it. And I told him I was sensitive toward it earlier today.
Welcome to the club. I beat you here.
I don't want to be in the club, Bart. I told you why I don't want to be in the club. Once you get to this age, you are just a man.
Yep.
You ain't a young man. Nope. There are no other adjectives.
You're just a man.
Yes, you're a man, but you ain't no grown-ass man. You ain't an old-ass man. And guess what you get to be now, Chris? You get to be a zaddy. Welcome to the Zaddy Club, baby.
You know what I'm saying? You get to be a zaddy.
I'm a zaddy.
I ain't got no kids.
No, but you get to be a zaddy because what happens is he is still a newlywed.
There's no reason to go zaddy with Chris Canty.
I'm a zaddy.
That's okay. He can be desirable because that's what happens, right? Because now you got 20-year-olds like, you know what?
I don't want to be desirable, Bart. I want to talk about sports and take my ass home. I don't want to be desirable. I don't want to be zaddy. If that's what being zaddy is, I don't want it.
I'm a man. Listen, I'm 40.
I told Han he was a zaddy. Listen, don't think when Han went up there and visited his daughter, it wasn't some little GAs and some hall monitors. That was like, that's your dad?
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
What are you doing?
He
dragged
killed.
Emma into this? I mean, why are you dragging Emma into this?
I spent the day with her. No one else, just her.
Yeah. You know how it is when you drop your kid off, you know what I'm saying, school. And the teacher looked like,
This is a sharper left turn than he took on Get Up this morning.
Getting a little warm.
This is a sharp left turn.
A plus.
I see Alan sweating right now.
It's a little warm.
When you went up there, I bet you somebody told him, like, yo, that's your dad? Like, yo, your dad, all right?
I don't even know how Alan's supposed to feel about that.
No, I don't.
What do you do with that?
I pretty much guarantee you that didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's clear. It was more like, is that your dad? When's he leaving?
Right?
No, we get back to doing the things that we like to do.
No, I'm talking about
a sorority house.
But we know, like, some of them got the little older people, right? They're a little older. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what's a hall monitor person, you know what I'm saying?
You are making this so awkward right now. Like,
you talking about the RA, the resident assistant?
Yeah, the RA, like 24, 25, you know what I'm saying? They're in grad school. They looking like, okay, I see a little salt and pepper on a little tall man. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Stop it.
So we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Chris, you got a big brother,
right? We were talking about a list. You got a big brother, right? I got two older brothers, yeah.
Right. So stop it. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that you weren't hanging out with your big brother and one of his lady friends. Like, I got a friend for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, oh, how old is little Chris now? He ain't so old.
How old is little Chris now?
Yeah. Like, how old is little Chris now right here?
Hit the gong. There's no way we're going to get on track. Hit the gong, man.
That's twice Bart's been gonged on his own damn show.
How do you get twice?
Can he get a penalty box? Can he just cut his mic for a minute or something? Like, throw a flag, anything?
I know little Chris got some bodies on him from some when he was a young
man. All right, man. It was great jumping on the show with y'all. I'm going to holler at you. Enjoy the rest of my birthday.
We'll get some calls in here to see if you'll agree with Chris or if they agree with Bart. Okay. And not about the Zaddy thing. And nobody bring up the damn Zaddy thing. This is only about the quarterback list and the debate about Dak and where he stands right now. And, oh, my God, Anthony in Jersey, save us. Get back to the convo. What's up, man?
What's going on? So, you know, I agree with Bart on this. I even think Tannehill is better than Dak. Especially with the last two seasons
what are we doing?
Oh, my gosh.
What are we
Dak
doing?
Ain't got no playoff wins. He got one playoff win. Dude got one playoff
win. You can't say he ain't got no playoff wins and then say he got a playoff win.
Jay in Brooklyn. Jay.
You got 10 left to Mark Sanchez.
Hey, what up? What up, fellas? Bart, you my guy, but I think you're reaching a bit. With Tua, Cousins, and Geno, just based on who they have at the skill position and who they throwing to, man. They Geno? Got world-class talent all over the place, man. Dak has less than maybe everybody but Daniel Jones, man. I think he deserves to get a little higher up.
What did Dak do last year when he had CeeDee Lamb and Amari?
He had the number one offense in the NFL.
And what happened? And what happened when the coach had a brain fart late in the game
and they couldn't make a final play? That's what happened.
Hold on. First of all, they had to have a hell of a comeback just to get back. They were getting their ass kicked. And listen,
But they were coming back, though, Bart. I think that's the point.
So, okay. So they get one more play. Do they score? That don't mean they score. But they still had to score a 25-yard touchdown to win.
Bart, it's a hypothetical that we'll never be able to prove. The point is Mike McCarthy didn't give his quarterback a chance.
All right, let's recap.
Give him a chance by putting him down by playing like crap earlier.
Let's recap. Chris Caney is now in the place where he can do things like...
I'm a man! I'm 40! Yep.
And Bart is in the place right now where...
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah. Is it really?
And we're all dumber for it.
Yeah. Is it really?
And by the way, the Zaddy conversation, it stops right now. Because it just gets weird.
Yeah.
It ain't weird. First of all, you know how many bodies I got from my older sisters? Come on,
Bart,
man.
Bart, go to sleep. Go to sleep, Bart.
Bart, stop.
My sister's 10 years older than me.
Chris Caney, happy birthday. Thank you, my brother.
You see what I mean?
So
he has great stuff, and he takes it a little too far. A little too far.
ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Coming up, Ninko comes into the conversation because we want it to be weird.
He might be a zaddy, too.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
All right, we're back. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Chris Caney on his birthday. We let him go off and celebrate with thoughts of Zaddy in his head. Meanwhile, we bring in another expert, another one of our commentators, Rob Ninkovich, who joins us right now. And
Yo.
I mean, we got to, like, just, I guess, get right into it. We got your calls, by the way, at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we will get to those because everybody wants to sound off on this. The tweets are coming fast and furious as well. We'll read those while we can. But, Nico, you were there, so you saw it. You know what happened this morning. And this is something that Kenny couldn't take it. He burst into the studio as we started the show and just wanted to argue with Bart about it. So let's get your side of it. Bart Scott believes that Dak Prescott is not... He said Jalen Hurts has already passed him, but then he said that Dak Prescott is not even a top 10 quarterback in the league. Now, is it this year or overall? Either way, can you make that same argument or do you disagree?
I have him at like 10. I have him at like 9, 10, right there.
He's right there.
He's right at 10.
Okay.
I think we did the preseason top 10, and I had him at 9. So now there's been a regression in some of those players. You think about Tom, he's not playing great. Think about Aaron Rodgers, not playing great. But is it their specific play, or is it the team that's surrounding them that makes it more difficult? Because if you look at Tom, he's taking care of the football. He really is. He has one interception on the season. But the team isn't playing really well. Yeah, right. Like the offensive line's not playing up to expectations. There's no running game. The defense isn't where we thought they would be. But isn't that the same for the Packers? Like the Packers and three
phases. Some is on Aaron Rodgers. Yes, some is on just they don't have enough talent.
Like if you put Aaron Rodgers, say for example, you took Aaron Rodgers and put him on the Buffalo Bills or the Miami Dolphins, would they be better? Or would they be a good football? So would they still be a good football team? So it's hard for me to get into this.
Right.
You know,
that's
which
why
guy
I think
is better. Which because some of these guys that you're taking off the list, their team is poor.
Right. That's why I think it's hard to argue that way. So that's why I brought up this with Canty and with Bart, and I said if we were drafting today,
okay,
and you had the 11th pick in the draft, and the first round had to be a quarterback. Would Dak Prescott be available at 11 for you to pick if you wanted to take him?
So
no,
that's a simple
question. I don't think
he would
be. I think he would be gone.
So I tell you this.
Because there's your value. It's how do I value you as a quarterback, not your situation, because everybody's situation can change from year to year.
So this is the beauty. This is the beauty of radio. We have three of us. We can go around a circle three times. Okay?
So we're going to you want to do a draft right now of who you take?
Yeah, we'll do it right now.
Okay,
who's number one pick?
Bart gets the number one pick.
All right, I'll go first. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Ninko, you go second.
Josh Allen.
Easy enough. I'll go third, and I'll just go because, again, I'm not basing on this season, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Give me Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Ninko?
Give me Lamar.
That's a good one. All right. I just want to make sure I got these down. Burrow.
Yep.
Lamar. So we're at 5, right? All right. Give me. I'm kind of going through the league now. I don't want to miss anybody. Give me Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Give me Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What round are we at right now?
We're in the last round, pretty much. So
last round?
Well, Bart gets the last pick.
Yeah.
At 10.
At 10.
So you've got 8 and I've got 9. So we're at 8 and 9 right now.
Is Burrow off?
Burrow's off.
Burrow's off. Lamar's off.
Yes.
Aaron's off.
Yep. You didn't take Tom.
I know, but I'm looking at this thing.
No,
he's 45 years old.
You didn't take Tom. All right. No, it's right now.
This is right now. I thought we were doing this right now.
You got Tom. You've got Tua, if you want him.
You got
Bart had Tua on the list. Gino's on the list.
You got Kirk Cousins.
No, I ain't doing Kirk Cousins.
There you go. Justin Fields.
You got Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm not doing that. Give me Tom. Give me Tom.
There he is. You had to take Tom.
Come on. Give me Tom.
He's got to take Tom. Absolutely.
All right.
And I'm taking Matthew Stafford.
Okay. You're taking Stafford?
Yeah.
Stafford's great.
Now you're making his point glaringly obvious.
I know, but I want him to take Dak. I said 11.
No.
He's not going to take him. He's going to take
him.
Give me Jalen Hurts.
He's going to take anyone else.
He's taking Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. You should have taken Dak.
I should have, but I saw Stafford.
Yes. No.
I got to be honest.
Stafford's terrible right now.
Well, but again.
But he's injured.
But were we doing it based on today, or are we doing it? You said
I thought it was today. I thought
just
we were doing
today?
It today. Yeah.
And then at some point, Kyler Murray can't creep in there.
Oh, stop it!
No,
wait. You call him? You call him baby Nickelodeon?
He's
just
whining. I hate him.
Right.
But as far as talent, throwing from the pocket, his ability to extend plays and run, You know what I'm saying?
I got to be honest with you. I screwed that up because I forgot about Hurts. Yes. And I wanted to force him to take Dak. Damn it.
No, that's not going to take it. That's you should have taken Dak.
I forgot about Jalen Hurts.
Should have taken Dak.
Did we even take Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took Rodgers.
Okay.
Go down the list.
You know, before the season started, everybody was like, oh, I'll take Matt Ryan.
Now, again, if you're, here's the thing, though.
No, Matt Ryan wasn't on that
again,
list.
Again, I said if you're drafting right now a team, that's why I took Deshaun at 6. But if we're saying, like, who's playing right now, then Deshaun is not eligible to be drafted.
Okay, well, look at how Justin Fields looks. Could you imagine
Justin Fields? I wouldn't take Fields right now. It's on 3 games.
I'm just saying. No, I'm saying is we're talking about for future. Come on, man. Like, so it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
Well, Nico said it, and that's why I agree. You could say 8, 9, 10, like in that range.
8, 9, 10.
But, so 8, 9, 10, 11, so, what? So I'm one off. How about, you know, what the fuck?
Well, you said out of the top 10. Right, that's what's making people go crazy.
You did.
Well, wait. Did you just wait? What if he goes on a run? You going to put him in the top 10? Like, say, end of the season?
They plan a weakest schedule. They should be able to beat him.
So if he goes out and balls out, are you going to say that he's worked his way up?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what Deshaun Watson looks like when he comes back in 2 weeks.
Curious, though, since Bart took Hurts at 11, since I said if you pick him up, would you have taken Dak there? I mean, I don't think anybody's left.
Yeah, I would have
taken him. I would have taken Dak at 10. Mm. That would have been my pick for you. I thought you were going to do it.
Well,
I had 9, and I thought I wanted to set him up for Dak, forgetting about Jalen Hurts. That's on me. It's bad preparation. I wasn't expecting this. I just
ate a kale sandwich.
What the hell is wrong?
What's on it other than obviously kale?
It was bad. I mean, it was like $30 too. I went to that
10.
Yeah, 10. I went to 10.
Everything's $30.
I bought a kale sandwich for $10.
Why?
Hummus for $10.
Oh, boy.
I felt like I was trying to be healthy. I was trying to be healthy.
Thinking, you know, hummus ain't bad.
We got to open a window. But wait, so kale and what?
It was kale, avocado.
Oh, yeah, the vegan sandwich.
Yeah, it was like vegan avocado.
So you're saying sandwich bell pepper. Meaning bread?
Yeah, it was like multigrain with a pesto.
You're going to be regular in a minute. Yeah. You might as well get up. Let's hurry wrap this up, B.
Get me out of here. This is a closed. This is a tight room.
Yeah, there's no windows. We need to open this door.
There's no windows.
People slip on Kirk Cousins a lot, man. Kirk Cousins got 2,000 yards passing already, 13 touchdowns. Like,
but you always say he's solar powered, right? He's good during the day, doesn't work at night.
Now he's got swag right now.
Mm.
He's got the chains on.
Shirt off.
he's swaggy.
Adam Schefter, you know what I'm saying?
He's doing what's it? AB's thing. He's doing the dance.
Who did it better, Schefty or Kirk Cousins? Who
I think Schefty was reaching though.
Schefty risked game.
Schefty's almost like too old to just have no shirt on.
He's
that gets to be an age.
You gets to be a point where you're like, yo, no. Like, keep your shirt on.
Right, it's better.
Unless you built like Shannon Sharp, you can do whatever.
No,
you want.
Shannon Sharp, he's just drinking a lot of protein shakes right now.
Simple as that.
We don't talk about that.
All right, let's leave it there. Nico, always good to talk to you. Thanks. I can't believe I screwed that up.
I thought I had it set up. Come on.
We're going to redo this segment.
Take him 10.
In the meantime.
Go outside, Nico, for HR. Be talking to you for funking up the place.
Anyways, Bart, I'll tell you what. We got calls coming up. Let's get to those.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han presented by Progressive Insurance. Beautiful day here in New York City. Bart wouldn't know. He's not here.
I was there. I was there before you.
I don't know
exactly what it feels like.
I didn't see you. Renee, did you see him?
No. I actually received a call from the guys here asking me if you guys were going to be in the studio. I'm like, yeah. Come to find out. Bart decided to abandon us.
Yeah.
No, I just
did his Big Shot TV stuff and then said, radio, I'm going home.
I thought he was there. Guess what? I got to go right back out there to do the SNY stuff. So now I got to pay for a toll two times.
So why did – that makes no just sense.
Because that's later. So I thought Allen was going to be at home, so I came home.
Yeah, assumed. You know what happens when you assume, Bart?
You make an A out of you and me.
Yep.
Even if Allen wasn't here, you could have hung out with me.
I'm really mad.
I forgot because I thought you didn't come in on Thursdays.
I've been coming in on Thursdays for the last 2 months.
He doesn't pay attention to us.
I didn't know what day of the week it was. I know
you just said it was Thursday.
I didn't know what day of the week it was.
Listen, we had it all thrown off because, you know what I'm saying, Allen had me. You know, I was with Shay yesterday. I didn't know what Allen was doing.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, man, I haven't been in all week. I forgot what it felt like.
You forgot?
In.
You need some, what is it, ginkgo what?
Ginkgo biloba.
I need some ginkgo bobo.
Ginkgo bobo?
I need some ginkgo bobo.
How did Bobo do last night? That should be a segment on our show. How did Bobo do last night? He only played 25 minutes, 11 points, 7 rebounds, and that's it. He had one block. He only had one block. He had no assists.
Bro, the dude
minus
shot,
three in a win?
Bro, he shot 80%.
He started at center.
He shot 80%, bro. Stop it.
Paolo Banchero did not play.
And they still won.
And they won.
4-6.
Franz Wagner, 22 points.
See what I'm saying?
You know?
4-6. It was about matchups. It was a bad matchup for Bobo because they got Wood. And, you know, Wood.
They,
you know,
they have Dwight Powell, actually, at center. Game.
Who?
Dwight Powell.
What the hell is that?
He's their center.
Yeah, that's,
Well, he doesn't count. He does count.
Yeah, all right. They should be going with Wood.
Where is Christian Wood? He's not in the lineup.
That's what I'm saying. Christian Wood should be there.
He's not. He's hurt. He must be hurt. He didn't play. And the Magic finally lost a game. I mean, not the Magic. The Mavericks finally lost a game where – and Doncic was held to under 30 for the first time.
That's because he was intimidated for Bobo.
This season as well.
He's intimidated by Bobo.
He was only 2-for-11 from three. That's a bad look. Speaking of bad from three, oh boy.
Ho, Bobo was 2-for-2-for-3. Come on, man. Start giving some respect to his range.
All right, let's give respect to our calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to be part of this crazy conversation we have had from the very beginning as Bart Scott does not believe that Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback. And he has gone to great lengths to prove his point. And now, do you agree or disagree with him? News from Barton Hot Nation. We've got Roy in the truck hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Roy, how we doing?
Man, look, I'm going down the highway just shaking my head. How come y'all don't listen to Bart? Look, I live in San Antonio. Dak can't stay healthy. Dak messed up last year with San Francisco. Remember, well, whatever that year was, when he gave the center, he said, here, hike the ball. Dude, you can't hike the ball until the referee lays it down on the ground. Yeah, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all know better. Dak is, no. Come on now.
All right.
Bart is so damn smart. What?
All right.
Thank you so much. That's what I'm talking about.
Roy's got you back on that one. Let's go. You know what, Bart? Let's go to Puerto Rico, where Adam is calling in from on the Dr. Pepper call online. Adam.
Hey, very similar point. Give me 2 points before you beat me up. Bart's right, because Dak has been getting everything in the world. He's got two elite running backs. He's got a defense this year that Cooper Rush can almost go undefeated with. They gave him a number one receiver last year, Amari Cooper. They drafted number one receiver, and what's he been able to do with it throughout his career? Blow a playoff
team
by mismanaging the clock.
They were the number one offense last year.
Yeah, but and that's what I'm saying. What did he do with it? He winds up mismanaging the clock and blowing in the playoffs. And the other point I'm going to make along those lines mm-hmm. is, you. Last time I checked, you gave Bart 9, and I'll give you number 10. Number 10 is a guy who's been given almost nothing throughout his career, and is number 7 and number 9 in all-time passing yards and touchdowns, and he's sitting on the bench in Indianapolis. He's done more with less than Dak by far. So I say Matt Ryan.
Ryan, Adam, oh my goodness. Thank you for the call. Matt Ryan. We're putting Matt Ryan in a draft right now ahead of Dak Prescott. This is what we're doing, everybody.
Well, you might put Justin Fields, because Justin Fields looking like, man, like if this just the tip of the iceberg.
You know what? I don't know.
This dude, hey, Justin Fields might be it. He might be him. And he talk about doing, he got nobody to throw to. Who he making magic with? Dude set the record last week with 178 yards rushing for a quarterback.
I mean,
Allen, you proved my point for me. So how the hell are you gonna get mad at me when
I made a strategic error.
No, I made a strategic error.
I was trying to take Matthew Stafford off the board because I knew you would take him because that's your guy from Detroit. So I'm looking down. I'm seeing Stafford wasn't picked yet. Let me grab Stafford before Bart does to force you to take him. And I forgot about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, take that
I
L.
thought Jalen Hurts had been there. Yes,
take that
you're right.
L. Allen.
I will take that L. But we'll continue talking to you about Bart's list and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Bart and Han.